You're listening to SBS News.
A SARS-like virus that has spread across China has been found to be contagious among humans. Health workers are among those affected by the new coronavirus strain, which has killed three Chinese locals and affected four others across Thailand, Japan, and South Korea. The total number of people diagnosed with the virus has risen to 222. The World Health Organization announced a key emergency committee would meet this week to discuss the infection. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, says Australians should not be concerned yet.
So while our concern has been heightened in the last 3 or 4 days, I would like to start by assuring the Australian public that there is no need for alarm and the risk to the Australian public from this novel virus remains relatively low, although we do need to keep a precautionary and active surveillance of the situation.
The virus was first discovered in China's central city of Wuhan. It has since caused alarm because of its connection to severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, which killed nearly 800 people globally during a 2002-2003 outbreak that also started in China. Its symptoms include fever and difficulty in breathing, similar to many other respiratory diseases. Alan Cheng is an infectious disease and epidemiology expert from Monash University. He says it's not entirely clear how infectious the virus is.
The important thing, I think, with this is this going to be a bit more like the flu, where the cases aren't generally sick, but some people do get very sick? Or is it more like SARS, where people are at risk across the board?
The number of people diagnosed with the virus has doubled as the search for answers continues. But Mr. Cheng says the number of people affected may not be an indicator of its danger.
The increase in numbers may be just because they're testing a whole lot more having a lower index of suspicion to try and work out who's got this and what the spread of this is. So just having a whole lot of new cases in a couple of days isn't surprising and may not actually indicate spread at this stage anyway.
Fears of the infection spreading have been exacerbated by Lunar New Year this week, when millions will travel across China. The United States has implemented screening at some airports. Australia will employ biosecurity staff on three direct flights from Wuhan into Sydney from Thursday and will begin screening. But Professor Murphy says this process isn't always accurate.
You cannot absolutely prevent entry into the country of a disease like this. The incubation period is probably about a week. Many people who are incubating will be completely asymptomatic and without any symptoms or fever. So the purpose of border measures is to identify those people that we can where there's a high risk and to ensure that people with a high risk know about it and get attention. But there is no perfect way of preventing entry into the country if this disease becomes much bigger. We need to respond to it as we always do.
In the meanwhile, Australians are being urged to stay away from live markets and those with respiratory conditions. And given the infection enters the country, Professor Murphy says Australia has the resources to mitigate it.
We have the diagnostic capability in our laboratories to diagnose this condition, and we are well prepared in our public health system. In all of our state and territory health services have the facilities to diagnose, treat and isolate any patient who might have this suspected disease.
The cause of infection has been directed to live markets in Wuhan. Restrictions on the interactions between animals and humans at markets has prevented SARS in some parts of the world. But Professor Kanta Sabaro, director of WHO Centre for Research on Influenza, says it's a cultural practice unlikely to change.
So there are ways to manage live animal markets to reduce the risk. But any situation in which you have a number of different animal species held together, they're stressed, and with the stress, some viruses are shed at a higher rate, even in the infected animal.
The Chinese state-run Global Times newspaper says the government needs to disclose all information and not repeat the same mistakes made with SARS. Chinese officials covered up the SARS outbreak for weeks before a growing death toll and rumours forced it to reveal the epidemic. While China's government steps up prevention efforts and searches for the source of the infection, The Australian Health Department will work with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to consider updating advice for Australians travelling to Wuhan. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.